some people are really scared, or they're fearful and they're nervous, or they're pressured. It's like, don't put that pressure on yourself. Don't put that pressure on other people. Don't judge other people. You need to just recharge your batteries too. You need to get a lot of sleep, drink a lot of water, and shut it off.
Too many times as entrepreneurs ignore what's happening in the political world because we don't want to get dragged down into the mess. But more today than ever before, we need to have a voice. Otherwise, we're going to be left behind. I started Learn exactly for this reason. So starting today with Freedom Friday, let me be your voice.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode of Freedom Friday. And today, we're going to talk about whatever the heck it is that I feel like talking about, right? So I want to talk about health. I know, not the most exciting topic sometimes, but they say health is wealth, and it is especially true right now. There is this virus going around. Not sure if you heard, but it's getting to some people, and it's shut down the world, and it has, it's crazy. But you know what? Something I learned is that our bodies have survived centuries of all kinds of bacteria, viruses, and issues. And you know what? Right now, they're surviving us. We're probably the worst virus to our own bodies that we can even imagine. Our decisions, our food, and things we eat, and things we do. We have something called an immune system. And there are things we should be doing to get healthy. Now, listen, I'll raise my hand and be the first person to tell you I'm not the healthiest person in the world. I deal with a lot of health issues. And ironically enough, the way that the medical system is addressing my health issues is by giving me medications to shut down my immune system. It's actually really ironic if you think about it. Now, I'm not here to judge that or talk about that. I don't even know if I have any feelings about that. But I do understand that the long-term prognosis for me to live a healthy life is to have a good immune system. So I'm going to try to get there. And the guest we have today is someone who I've known for years, and I have physically watched this man not only transform his health, his life, but actually create a company that is now devoted to and dedicated to helping you and I do the exact same by serving us with some amazing products that'll help us boost our immune systems, get healthier, feel better, lose weight, defeat disease, and all of this great stuff. So I brought him on today. Today's episode is titled three ways to boost our immune systems to prepare it to fight the coronavirus. All right. So I'm really excited to bring on my good friend, entrepreneur extraordinaire, marketing genius, and someone who I like to think took matters into his own hands to save his own life and to make himself healthy. So everyone help me welcome Ryan. Ryan Lee, man, thanks for being here. Just looking at you right now, and knowing the last time I met you, man, you lost so much weight. You look good. Your skin is glowing. Congratulations and all that. I want to hear the story, Ryan. You know, I want to hear like what you were like and where you've brought yourself, because it's such an amazing story.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. And I love the fact you do these Freedom Fridays and just kind of dive into all different stuff beyond marketing. Because this is stuff for entrepreneurs. Like we work so hard and we grind and grind and hustle and we forget our health and we lose track of that. And yeah, I don't want this to be preachy at all. I'm not a preachy guy. That's annoying when people do that stuff. I just want to tell you, I was there. I was the entrepreneur. I was working hard. We probably haven't seen each other in person, Anik, in probably almost 10 years. So back then, things really kind of went off the rails for me. I used to be a fitness professional. I had my master's in exercise physiology. I created workout videos. So I had this great health, but it slowly started to deteriorate as I started getting older. I started to notice a drop off after our fourth child was born. So this was 2010. A few months after that, my mom was only 63, got cancer and passed away within a couple of months. And then my business started to fall apart. Like all this stuff, all this stuff happened. It led to enormous stress, enormous pressure, which led me to eating more. You know, I have my fourth kids there, and you start eating a little chicken finger here, a little mac and cheese there, and it snowballs out of control to the point where I started gaining more weight. And I was in absolute denial. You know, my pants would start getting tighter. I'm like, oh man, these pants are just shrinking. Like, what was I even thinking? I swear, you know, I was in absolute denial. And I kind of ignored it. And then what happened was I woke up one day and my feet were really hurting. And I thought, oh, maybe because I played a little tennis, my feet hurt. And it was getting worse and worse every day to the point where I really couldn't walk. I was like limping, and I went to go look for crutches. And then a week later, my hands hurt. Where I woke up in the morning, I couldn't make a fist. I couldn't bend my fingers. I'm like, all right, something's going on. And I went to every doctor you could imagine, every healthcare. I went to my general practitioner, and then I went to an orthopedic physician, and then I went to a podiatrist because my feet hurt. I went to a physical therapist. I went to a chiropractor. I went to everybody until I finally went to a rheumatologist. And I'm sure I know you've had your health issues too. That was the person who diagnosed me almost within minutes, saw my feet were swollen, asked me a whole bunch of questions, and said, you have an autoimmune disorder. It's called psoriatic arthritis. And what we need to do is immediately put you on drugs, methotrexate, which is, depending on your definition, some people call it a chemo drug, some people don't. But basically, he said, what you just said before is that, well, I said, well, do I need that? He said, well, it's basically going to kill all your like white blood cells. Just make sure you're not near anyone who gets sick. Oh. I said, doc, I have four kids. Like, someone always has a runny nose. He's like, well, you just got to kind of stay away a little bit and come in every week or two for blood tests. I'm like, all right, there's got to be another way. I said, because what's happening is inflammation. You know, it's autoimmune. It's something with my immune system. What's causing this inflammation? I said, if I could figure out what's causing the inflammation, do I need the drugs? He goes, well, we have no idea what causes it, so we got to kill everything. I'm like, that doesn't sound good. I said, give me a couple weeks. Let me figure some stuff out, and I'll come back. He said, you'll be back. And that was about 8 years ago, and never went back. Went on and became obsessed with kind of figuring out what's going on with our immune system, especially inflammation, and just created this system. And I had, like everyone else, you have starts and stops, and you make progress, you take one step forward, a step back, until I finally figured out what was working for me that didn't put pressure on, that didn't feel like every time I go out, I'm staring at all the food and being, oh my God, I can't eat this, I can't eat this. And I just found something that works for me. And yeah, I'm back. It's now been a couple of years. I'm back to the same weight and pant size I was back in high school. I'm going to be 48 soon, and I've never felt better in 20, 30 years. I haven't felt this good. So I'm just now, I started this company Rewind, and all I want to do is help people rewind the years and just feel better. And I love it.
What an amazing story, man. And it's kind of what I'm going through right now. And I laughed when you said rheumatologist, because I was just advised to see a rheumatologist 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be getting the contact information. And again, like, you know, I'm in an acute situation at the moment, right. So I get it. Might possibly need some of this stuff because mm-hmm. It's like really acute, but yeah. I know longer term, I've started to make some diet changes. I've started to do some things, but so let's get into it. Let's, you know what? And I might just use this as a consult. I'll ask questions as if it's me that needs it, and everyone else can listen in, because I am worried about the coronavirus. My immune system, I don't think it stands a chance to fight it right now at the current rate. I'm taking massive amounts of immunosuppressants. What, at the very high level, and then we'll break into each of these, what are the three things that someone can be doing, the three large chunks of things they could be doing to boost their immune system?
Well, I think, and I won't state the obvious. I won't, because everyone runs right to supplements, right? Mm-hmm. And supplements are nice, but they're a supplement. They're good to supplement other things. Mm-hmm. I'd say the first thing we have to look at, I'm not even going to talk about fitness and nutrition right now. The first thing is our stress levels. Our stress levels have such an impact on our overall health, not just our mental, but our physical, our immune system, everything. And we forget that. So I think the first thing we do is have to take care of our stress levels. And everyone handles stress differently. You know, some people are more like, let me do some meditation. Some people are like, let me take a hot bath. Obviously, right as of this recording, we can't go to massage therapists or do things like that. So you have to kind of do some self-care stuff. Just even taking a few minutes away, just practicing deep breathing. And I know everyone's in different situations. There are some people who they've lost their job and they're stressed out and they're freaking out. What you have to do is mentally at least start the day showing some gratitude. And I know this sounds kind of fluffy and, oh, how the hell is this going to help my immune system? But just even starting with, you know what, right now I have my health, I have my family, or I have my friends, I have this, I have that, like I have a roof over my head, I'm not starving, like let's start there. Okay, like we're positive. And then avoiding just the negativity all day long on social media and the news. Like it's unreal how stressful that can be. Just seeing that. And now all my friends, I mean, every other post is people are either saying, wear your mask 24 hours a day, or people saying, if you wear your mask, you're a sellout and you're an idiot and Gates is trying to kill you. Like, it's like, there's no in between. Like, it's just, and watch this video. It's crazy. So you just got to kind of try to stay away from all the madness and just reduce stress as much as you can. I know most people watching this are entrepreneurs. Ignore some of the, you've got to, you know, I'm hustling while you're sleeping. You got to grind 24 hours a day. That's not right. Like, that's not the right way, because sometimes you're just busy to be busy. And I'd say be much more purposeful with your time. You're better off doing a few things really, really well, the things that move your business forward the most, that have the biggest impact, versus trying to do 100 things. You know, if just because there's millions of people on TikTok doesn't mean you should start doing stupid dance videos. Like, don't put that pressure on you. If you're selling to 60-year-old women and men, don't do a dumb dance on TikTok. It just doesn't make sense right now.
So be more selective of the things, because so I want to talk about the stress thing, because I'm not good with this. And so I'm going to take some tips away from you. And I know that you being an entrepreneur, an aggressive entrepreneur, I'm sure you're going to resonate with a lot of the stresses that I put myself under. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Stress levels was number one, but just at a very high level, what's number two and three? And then we'll get into the details.
Number two is going to be nutrition.
Nutrition.
And then number three is going to be exercise.
Exercise. Okay. Yep. So let's talk about stress. So for me, I'm in a really interesting period of growth in this company. We're booming and mm-hmm. I love it. Blessings all around, because we had a couple years of, it was tough. We had a couple years of tough years. It wasn't that we were struggling. It was just weird. Like we were struggling to find the right people. And I was really always just stressed out. There's a lot of things on my plate. Today, we're in a different place where, you know, the company's growing, revenue is growing. We have like 16 open positions right now at Learn, which is nuts over the next few months. But with these open positions, people come, you got to train them, and training takes time. It's energy. Right. I look at my schedule. I don't feel like I have a control over my day. Okay. I got calls all the time. I don't like calls. I'm a leave me alone in the corner. Put me, like, let me do stuff. I'm a quiet type of person, but I have calls all the time, whether it be team calls, strategy calls, business development calls. And so I'm working on that. I'm taking time. What I've started to do is I've made a goal to have one day with no calls. So now Mondays will be completely free so that I can get like the week set up. Right. The goal is to get now to 2 days after that. Once that's kind of set up for a few days or for a few weeks, then I'm going to get to 2 days, no calls. I don't meditate, but I hear that all the time. Like, what are some other things? I know my stress levels are high. I know I work until late. Should I be implementing like, hey, at this time I'm done and I don't work anymore. I meditate. Like, what are some things you would give me?
Yeah. Well,
or three things I can implement now to help me reduce my stress.
Well, number one, without going super, super deep into your business, because I don't know what it looks like. And I know this is going to sound old school. My buddy, Mike Lippman, talks about this. I would create an org chart. Because it sounds to me like you're doing a lot of the day-to-day, almost project management stuff, where you shouldn't be. I think there's a hire you need, and I don't know. It sounds like you're at the top of the pyramid. I don't know if you have a right-hand person. If you have a COO, do you have a COO in your company?
We don't. No.
There you go. Instead of saying I need to hire 17 people, I would take a step back and say, let me hire an operations person, because you should pretty much just be having conversations with the operation person. The operations person should then be doing all of those group calls. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. With ours, I have the e-commerce company. You have no idea how many moving parts. There's the box company, the wrapper company, our production, ingredients, fulfillment, shipping, UPS, e-commerce, funnel. You name it, there's like 30 parts. I don't do 90% of that. I have we call it a morning huddle with my operations person, and she manages all the stuff. So I think that's the first thing you need. That'll instantly take about 80, 90% of that stuff off your plate. Now, I know people listening might say, well, I'm a solo person. So then I think what you have to do, if we want to go a little bit meta in terms of reducing stress level, is I would ask you this, Anik, and you don't have to answer this right now, is what do you want? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a hard question. When I've coached people, I've asked them, what do you want? And they don't really have an answer. Are you growing just to grow? Are you growing because you want to have a certain revenue, because you need a certain number to cover your nut? Do you want to say, I want to build a $1 billion business because I want to? Is it ego? Like, what is it you really want? And start figuring out what your ideal day looks like and build your business around that. My ideal day is exactly what I'm living right now. I built my entire business around my family, around my life. I work out of basically an arcade I built here, an 80s arcade. So figuring out what the most important thing is to you and bringing in the right people and processes and systems to funnel that through. So those are some biggies. In terms of meditation, I don't even meditate either, but I take at least a few minutes in the morning to just write down. I always, in my notebook, I write down what I'm grateful for, which is always my wife and my kids. And then I just breathe for like a minute, just some deep breath. That's it. That's like my time out. And I'll work in small chunks. So figuring out what the most important thing. So let me ask you, what's the most important thing that drives your business forward? What's the number one most important thing?
It's a tough question to answer, man. Right now, it's got to be the copy, because we send, you know, we're an email driven company. We send emails, we have offers, webinars. And so copywriting has been the thing I'm spending hours a day building a team right now. I just started 2-3 weeks ago. Huge leaps and bounds of progress there. I feel like
you're hiring a copy. Are you doing the copy mostly yourself now?
No, actually, I'm reviewing though. Lots of reviewing, lots of training. So that takes up time. Okay, strategy. So, you know, we plan different promotions and launches. And so that, like the narrative of a promotion and when it's going and what's going. And so there's a lot of thought process. So it's a lot of like thought evoking type of stuff that as of the moment, it's been mostly me that can handle. But okay, so one takeaway I have right now, which I agree with you, is I should sit down and really look at my list of all the things that I am doing and start figuring out how do I get some of these, which ones do I not want to be doing, right? And then start finding out who's the right person to do it. Do you think, like, should I start my morning with like a gratitude journal or with like meditation? Like, have you seen that work for entrepreneurs to kind of bring their frequency down? Yeah. Or should I have a 7 p.m. cutoff, done, no more work?
I think everyone, I'm careful to say this is what you must do because everyone has different things.
Sure.
What's worked for me, and here's like just basically do something in the morning to show gratitude. And whether it's writing it in a journal, but the minute you say, well, I have to do a morning journal, automatically it becomes another thing on your list. Mm-hmm. It's like another thing to weigh you down. So don't put that pressure on yourself. I just sit down and I just write in my notebook one thing. Because I have my notebook, it's my to-do, and right above my to-do, what I'm grateful for. It takes 10 seconds, and then I just breathe for a minute. And I just think about, okay, what am I going to accomplish today? Like, what am I grateful for? Just bring it down. And yeah, and at night, now I know you don't have any kids right now, but for me, I have children. So when I'm done at night, I'm done. Like I come home, my phone goes off, shut my computer off, and I'm with my family. When the kids go to sleep, sometimes like my wife and I will watch TV, or sometimes I'll go back on. And I like going on some social media and connecting with old friends and doing some fun 80s posts. Like I like that. So that's like fun for me. But I'm not working and writing copy and strategizing after like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm just,
got it.
Because otherwise you're turned on all day.
I am. And that is true, by the way. I'm turned on all the time. And I can definitely feel the drag from that. I mean, I'm turned on at 2:30 in the morning.
And your adrenals, man, they can't handle it. So, and you know, we've been so conditioned to feel like if we're not working, if we're not busy, we're not doing it, we're being lazy. I mean, I saw one of these memes with the coronavirus that says, if you come out of this virus and you haven't written a book and started a new business, blah, 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 you're wasting away. But it's like, you know what? Some people are really scared, or they're fearful and they're nervous, or they're pressured. It's like, don't put that pressure on yourself. Don't put that pressure on other people. Don't judge other people. But you need to just recharge your batteries too. You need to get a lot of sleep, drink a lot of water, and shut it off. You have to. You almost have to force yourself, because we're all the same entrepreneurs, especially if they're watching this. I forget, what's the name of your main show?
The Fighting Entrepreneur.
The Fighting Entrepreneur. Just the name. The Fighting Entrepreneur. We're like, yeah. So we're all like hyped up and amped up, but we have to be okay shutting it down. It's okay. And you know, it's bullshit. The old quote, oh, the richest people in the world have the biggest libraries and none of them have TVs. That's bullshit. I live in a town called New Canaan, Connecticut. My friends are the wealthiest in the friggin' world. I have friends that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They have big libraries and they got big ass TVs. And you know what? When we get together, we talk a lot about TV shows and Netflix and what movies you're watching. They absolutely take time off and relax, de-stress. They're not working and grinding and having pictures of like Ferraris and $100 bills behind them at all. That's not, they're with their family, they're reading, they're relaxing. So take that pressure off yourself. be more purposeful and do the big things that matter and try as best you can to hire to outsource the things that don't.
Yeah, no, I love it.
That's going to instantly reduce stress, yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, let's move on to number two, nutrition. What are some high-level things we can be doing to help us get healthier and a stronger immune system in the nutrition world?
First thing we have to do is start to figure out, because everyone is different, what foods make you feel good and what foods make you feel bad. Don't read diet books where the first thing they say is avoid and never eat, da-da-da-da-da. Unless you have a condition. So if you're celiac, you can't have gluten. I'm sorry. Mm. Like, it sucks, but you just can't. I'm not saying that. I'm saying in general for most people, we don't know because everyone reacts to different foods. So what I would say is do little 24-hour tests and eliminate one thing at a time. So for the next 24, go 24 hours and have no dairy. That's it. Not eliminate everything. Just no dairy for 24 hours and see if it makes any difference. And what you'll notice a couple things. Either, oh my God, like I really feel different. Like I'm not as gassy. I'm not as bloated. My joints feel better. Or you might say, I don't feel any difference. And you might say, let me try it another 24 hours to see if I feel any better. After you do that, like the big three are dairy, then do it for gluten for 24 hours and all that added sugar. Like try to greatly reduce your sugar. All that added sugar for 24 hours. Do all of that at 24 hours for each one and see how you feel. See which one, when you eliminate it, makes you feel better. And you might start saying, you know what, gluten was my thing. So I need to really kind of start reducing how much I'm having. And you just doing that, you're going to, because it all has to do with especially your gut and your inflammation. And a lot of times we have leaky gut and we're so used to feeling like crap that becomes our norm. That becomes our set point. And you're used to feeling like crap and you're like, I feel good. And you're like, no, you actually don't. Until you start eliminating stuff, you're like, oh my God, I feel so much better. And everyone's different. There are some people who say only eat meat and beef and you shouldn't even have vegetables. There are some people who say you should be vegan and don't go near meat. I tend to fall like in the middle. Again, you could do that too with meat. If red meat, cut out red meat for 24 hours or 48 hours and see how you feel. Do the same thing just with meat overall. Try different things and see what works for you. Don't get hooked into like, oh, this is a diet and I have to do this thing and I can never have a cookie again. So you try that. I will say for me and for most people I've worked with, my overall philosophy is you can never have too many veggies. That's what I believe. So I try to have that. I never used to have a lot of vegetables. I mean, my diet was like cereal in the morning. I was old school, baby. Sandwiches in the afternoon. And then at night, meat and whatever. And it's no wonder I felt like crap. You look at my diet, it was all brown. It was like, there was chips and french fries and sandwiches. There was no greens and things. So now I've reversed it and vegetables and fresh fruit is like a staple of my diet. That's first. And we all tend to eat the same things every day. So as long as you could start kind of getting into going to more of the cleaner, healthier foods, you could see, obviously, I'm a fan of the 80s. I call it the 80s diet, even though it's not really a diet. And the idea is give yourself some flexibility. Don't put so much pressure on yourself and eat really good, clean, healthy veggies, fruit, drink lots of water. Do that 80% of the time. And 20% of the time, eat what the heck you want. You know. Yeah. So it takes a little bit of pressure off. But you see when you start doing that and feeding yourself, especially with the good veggies, like all of those good, deep greens, the more greens, the better. It's going to help. There's all the antioxidants, the chlorophyll, all that stuff is good for you and can help fight inflammation and improve your immunity.
Oh, I love that, man. I've actually been told many times, and I haven't done it yet, but I've been told many times that I really need to keep a food journal and track my health and feelings after that. And I think it's really started to resonate with me over the last few weeks. Being in a lockdown with the coronavirus has made me very aware of what's going on. It's made it easier to test things on myself. Look, I'm going to admit it. Cheetos is one of my favorite staple foods. I love Cheetos. Like, it's part of my diet. Guess what I'm finding out? I think I'm finding out my body is so sensitive to dairy that even a little packet of Cheetos can set me off. So now I've completely eliminated dairy. I've completely eliminated gluten. But there's still something else going on because I'm finding that throughout the day, I'm feeling better. It's at night that I'm dealing with the most issues. And I'm finding it's usually because I have my bigger meal in the evening. So I'm going to be tracking myself, and I've been told by many people now that they're like, get a food journal going, everything you eat, track how you're feeling for the hours afterwards, and you'll start to see a trend. Yeah. So I love the fact that you say, you know, everyone's different, every body is different. When we spoke, you focused definitely on for me, it was the importance of fish. Are there certain things like vegetables, you know, greens, vegetables is good. Should like omega-3s, vitamin D, like, is there anything else that you feel like should drive through our nutrition as best as much as possible?
Well, yeah, definitely the omega-3s. We don't get enough of that. So whether it's a supplement, I usually have it through seafood. I love, my favorite thing I told you, which it repulses most people, sardines are like the healthiest, one of the healthiest foods on the planet, and almost no one eats them. If you get them skinless and boneless, they're little fillets in a can in olive oil. It is so good for you. And I have it pretty much every single day. And it's lower on the food chain, so it doesn't have a lot of mercury.
So where do you get these? It's not in the, it, like the canned ones. You can just go to the canned ones.
They're usually above like where the tuna is because it's not as popular. It's usually on the higher shelves. And it's like $2-3 a can. So what I'll do is I get like, so today for lunch, I had a big bowl of arugula. Which is the greens, which I love, like flavorful. And I have a can of sardines. I open it up. I use the olive oil in it as like the dressing, and I put the sardines in. I kind of chop them up, and that's my lunch. But telling you, so remember I was saying 80%. So that's like all good stuff. But to add a little bit of crunch, a little bit of flavor, I'll throw in some croutons. Mm. So that's like my 20%, right? Mm. Should I have them? Probably not, but it makes it taste so much better. So. Mm. That to me is a biggie. But yeah, like especially the immunity, vitamin C, zinc, taking a really good multi can help. But I think you can get a lot of your nutrients with the food. Obviously, drinking lots and lots of water. But knowing what you're sensitive to is the biggie. But I think for you as well, having a big heavy meal at night probably isn't going to make you feel good. But don't forget that first thing we talked about. Is that stress. Like if you could eat really, really well, but if you're stressed all day and you always have it on and you feel like you just can't relax, that's going to affect you. That's going to affect your immune system, your adrenals. Yeah. You feel burned out. You feel tired. I think you should try that. Like even today, like 5 o'clock, man, shut it down. Like shut the computer off, say to your wife, let's Netflix some stuff. Yeah. Let's have some fun. Like let's enjoy it.
So, I definitely hear you loud and clear, on that.
You're not going to do it, but you hear me.
on the nutrition side, really interesting stuff too, is just kind of that tracking and seeing, hey, so leaky gut is definitely something I have, without fail. I mean, it's a big part of my condition. What are one or two things you found? Like I've heard broth. I've started taking more broth, and I think I do respond well to broth. Is there a couple of like secret things that you feel like, hey, if you could do more of this, it'll really help your leaky gut?
Well, it's really bone broth is good. I remember when I was first diagnosed, I went to a naturopath, and that's what they said. One thing is bone broth was a biggie. So bone broth and really the gluten's the bad, like the gluten's what you want to avoid.
Yeah. So that's gone.
You want to just, gone. Yeah. And for me, it's just as many veggies as possible.
Okay.
That's, all right. I mean, I just get it through all the greens, colorful greens. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, let's move to the third step then. Exercise, I believe you said, to really help people get their immune systems up. Tell me a little bit about that.
So exercise is another. So my background is a fitness guy, you know, captain of my college track team, love training, periodization, high intensity, blah, blah, blah. And I used to think exercise was like 90% of it. 90% was exercise, 10% nutrition. I've come to learn as I'm getting older that it's actually opposite. It's more 90% nutrition, 10% exercise. What I found is that with exercise, it almost doesn't matter what you do. What matters more is that you do it consistently. So I think the first step is finding something you like. If you like high intensity, kind of going crazy, pull-ups and all that stuff, then do CrossFit. If you hate that stuff, don't feel pressured that you have to do that. If you'd rather take a walk, then walk 20, 30 minutes a day. If tennis is your thing, go play tennis. I would have resisted against this years ago, but I see how effective it is. So my wife and I take a walk every single day, or every day it's not raining. Even if it's drizzling, we'll go out. But for me, I figured out, what am I going to do that's going to bring no excuses that I could do almost every single day consistently and only takes about 20, 25 minutes and gets the most bang for the buck? So here's, can I share my workout on Freedom Friday?
Freedom Friday.
Yeah. Freedom Friday. Yeah. Freedom Friday or Fighters? Wait.
Freedom Friday.
Friday.
The main series is called The Fighting Entrepreneur. Friday is a series within the series. Before you do share your workout, I want everyone who's listening to know that Ryan's got an amazing, amazing bar, and he's got other nutritional
drinks now
called Rewind. And we're going to give you a special coupon code at the end of this so that you can start getting these. I'm waiting for mine. He's got some shipped over to my house. This is basically a full-blown crazy amounts of nutrition in one bar. That's awesome. So, take it away, Ryan.
So my workout is pretty simple. I don't want to go to the gym. I just want to do it at home. So we have a treadmill in our bedroom, and with the treadmill, I go on the treadmill. I set it at the highest incline. It's 10 or 15%. And I'll walk at like 4.1 miles an hour for about two and a half minutes. So on my thing, since I was a track guy, I always think in terms of meters. It's 200 meters. It's like half a lap around the track. So it's about two and a half minutes. I press pause on the treadmill. I jump off, and then I'll do strength exercise. So I'll do like 8 or 10 pull-ups. I'll do like 15 push-ups and 20 abdominal exercises. It takes about a minute. Jump back on the treadmill. Do another two and a half minutes, press pause, jump off, do a different exercise. Maybe it'll be like 15 kettlebell swings. Jump back on. And I repeat that for eight total. So basically I'm doing eight things on the treadmill and eight different strength exercises. It takes about 25 minutes total. And you've got some cardiovascular benefit. You've got strength because that's the one drawback. If you just do walking or you just do tennis, is you're not getting any strength training in. And we all need to do some strength training. It doesn't have to be weights. It could do body weight. It could be push-ups and pull-ups and body weight squats. But that, to me, has worked, and that's what's helped me lose all the weight, that with the nutrition. So I do it probably 5-6 days a week, and I just did it about 2 hours ago, and I feel great. Do it, take a shower, done. 20-25 minutes, and that's it. That's my consistent thing. So I know I'm always going to be done in a short amount of time, and the exercise is so important for your immune system, and it's a vital part of it. We need to be doing something every day. Yeah. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to spend 2 hours in the gym. You don't have to look like Schwarzenegger. I know it's an outdated reference, but just keep moving and just try to break a sweat every day. Find stuff you love.
Got it. It's awesome. What I love about this is, you know, it's common sense stuff at the end of the day, right? Yeah. Reduce your stress, eat better food, get nutrition that your body wants, and move more. And this is stuff we should be doing every day. This has nothing to do with coronavirus. This has nothing to do. This is just how we fight disease, right? This is why people are getting sicker and sicker, is we're not taking care of our existing systems that are built by nature, by God, in our bodies to help us stay healthy. And I say this with so much passion, and I talk to myself, and this is like, you know, I'm using this opportunity to reboot myself. We talk about Freedom Friday. Well, we talk about freedom. You can have as much liberty as you want given to you by the government, but if you are not well, you are not free. You are not free to live your life the way you want. And that's why I wanted to make this episode a part of Freedom Friday. Ryan, it's been such an honor. It's been so awesome having you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. I want some Rewind bars. I want some shakes, and I want that discount. And I know that everyone watching right now wants it too. So please, how do we get a hold of you? How do we get a hold of your information? And most importantly, how do we get a hold of your product?
Well, to try our bars. So our bars are all anti-inflammatory. They're vegan. There's no gluten. There's no dairy. There's no added sugar. Watch out. A lot of bars have added sugar. And they have sugar alcohol. Ours have none. And our drinks have 50. Greens, they have seaweed, they have all this stuff, and they are, here's my deal. Try the drinks, and if they're not the best tasting green drinks you've ever had in your life, I'll give you a full refund. And I'll do a coaching call with you. I'll do a business coaching call with you. I'm serious.
I love it.
Go to Rewindbars, rewindbars.com, and just, when you go to checkout, just use the code FREEDOM, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, and you'll get 30% off your entire order.
Wow, man, thank you. That's amazing.
We never do that. So just make sure to enter your email first, then put the coupon code, and it'll take 30% off your entire order.
So what was the URL again, just so we get it?
Rewindbars, rewindbars.com.
Perfect. Rewindbars.com. Get what you want. At the end, put the coupon code FREEDOM in. And don't tell other people about this coupon code, all right? It's only for the people watching and listening to this episode.
For your people.
Yes, put rewind. Then that's awesome. Thank you for that. Now, just so in case you guys are watching, we're going to have Ryan back. We're going to have Ryan back on a Monday episode because I want to know how he built this company. We're going to actually go the other way because I'm curious. Where do you go to get a bar made? Like, I want to get a bar made. How do you get a bar made? How do you get drinks made? How do you sell this stuff? Most people don't know this, but I actually have a dream. And I already have a brand name. I saved the brand name for it years ago that I wanted to actually do some nutritional product lines and things myself. But my deal with myself was I got to get myself healthy before I start trying to tell
and other people how to get healthy. You will. You're searching for answers now. Do it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So it's awesome. Ryan, man, love you. Thank you for being here to serve fighting entrepreneur community. For those of you watching right now, come on, hit subscribe below, leave a comment, click the like button, click the thumbs up button. If you're watching on iTunes, remember every single week I pick people who leave us reviews to win cash prizes. Maybe now even rewind bars. All you have to do is go over to iTunes, leave us a great, powerful review, help us get this podcast higher and higher up the ranking so more and more people's lives can be impacted. Ryan, thank you so much. And for those of you listening and watching, remember when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. And lockdown or not, no excuse not to be out there always, always working towards your dreams. This is Onyx Singhal reminding you one last time when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. See you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.